The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next 29 minutes, I'll be reading to you from the August 2023 issue of Scout Life. And we're going to start with the cover. Young man, best foot forward. When you're planning a big trip, plan to make the most of it. Discover the cool, unusual horned lizard. Scouts check out military sites. Plus, comics, jokes, and much, much more. Scout Life, what can we look for in this issue? The departments, page 2, Hitch and Rack. Page 3, Heads Up, Ask Us Anything on page 7. Scout Life Headliners on page 8, Reader Favorites on page 35, page 40, Fitness First, page 40, Religious Emblems, What's Up on page 41, scout.life.org, and page 43, Think and Grin. The comics we have this month, page 24, Mazes and More, page 28, Lion Pride, Tiger's Adventures on page 29, Wolfgang on page 30. The Bear Bunch on page 30. We'll Be Loyal Scouts, page 31. Arrowheads on page 31. Page 32, Dink, Duff, and Desi. Pee Wee Harris on page 33. Wacky Adventures, page 34. Scouts in Action, page 36. And page 37, more Scouts in Action. Features on page 10. Going Big in the Berkshires. From whitewater rafting to museum tours, this troop made the most of its 9-day trip. On page 14, the nature crew, the horned lizard, not a frog, toad, or cactus. Page 18, because of the brave, discover where our military helped make this country. Page 22, scouting around, everyday applications. When you're studying certain subjects in school, you might think, when am I ever going to use this in real life? Page 22, Merit Badge Minute, Bird Study, Mammal Study, Reptile and Amphibian Study, and Games on page 38. Hitch and Rack on page 2. Hey, Scout, I'm going to start cooking for some camp out soon. What kinds of food should I make? I know I want to make cinnamon rolls and scrambled egg for one of the breakfasts, but do you have any ideas for lunch and dinner? That's from Charlie P. in Dallas, Texas. Oh, that sounds delicious. Can I swoop by for some grub? Check out go.scoutlive.org/campfiremeals. Check out a few meals and a dessert that you can roast right over your campfire. I'm interested in an article about an easy trail cooking methods. If you have one in a recent issue, perhaps you could let me know where to find it. That's from Isaac S. in Marion, Ohio. Another great cooking question. Head to goscoutlife.org/trail meals. To see our picks for prepackaged trail meals. These ideas are lightweight, ultra easy, and pretty tasty, too. I want to talk to you about fishing, because it is my favorite thing to do when I go camping. I usually go with my dad, and he has a tackle box that has everything. I have a very special rig that I like to use. It's a power bait. I like to fish at our local sportsman's club. My favorite spot is under the big tree. That's from Mason S. in Summerfield, Illinois. Mason, my guy, fishing is absolutely my favorite thing to do camping, too. It's my favorite thing to do, period. Sounds like you and your dad are building some great memories together. And a big tree? Does it get better than that? This eagle thinks not. You may remember me as the person you wanted Lance the Squirrel to replace Pedro. Although if it wasn't Lance, I'm glad the old male burro got a good replacement. Also, I hear you like salmon. I do, too. I visited Canada and Alaska last summer and saw a lot of bald eagles. It was very fun, and for anybody going there, it is cold, even in the summer. That's from Luke A. in Carrollton, Texas. Luke, you probably spotted my cousins up north. I wish they sent me a care package full of salmon, but they tell me that the post office never likes it when they bring in a box of their catches of the day. Go figure. And you're not wrong about the weather there. But after my move to my area on the prairie in North Texas, I'd say even the winter is a little warm here, too. Were you a scout? Do you have any favorite campouts you went on? One of my favorites was when my troop went to New River Gorge to go whitewater rafting. Most of my troop got totaled by a giant wave named Surprise. That's from Graham D. in Loveland, Ohio. Graham, I wasn't a scout, but only on account of being a bird. I tried, believe me. Does it make sense they named the highest rank Eagle Scout, but don't let a legal eagle earn it? Anyway, your trip sounds like a blast. Literally, my favorite campout is going right now at the summit, or maybe it just happened, depending on where you're reading this. That's right. Even I live for the Jamboree. And did you know the New River Gorge is researchable through the summit? Check it out here. go.scoutlife.org/New River Gorge. We're shaking things up next month on this page. Catch the next issue to see how. See everyone in a few weeks. Bye. Opening shot. Heads up. Wow. Beautiful picture of the sky. What about 100 billion stars illuminating our galaxy? Stargazing can be one enlightening hobby. This month will be especially spectacular as the Perseid meteor shower peaks August 12th and August 13th. What's going on in August? Heads up this month. Picture of a, looks like a little leaguer. Play ball! See the best young baseball players on the planet vie for the Little League World Series Championship. Watch the tournament August 16th through 27th on ESPN. The calendar, August 12th is World Elephant Day. August 15th is National Relaxation Day. Kick back before school starts. Try it. The knot of the month is the timber hitch, which is perfect for securely dragging a heavy log across the ground. Visit go.scoutlife.org/knots for step-by-step instructions. Wolves. Wolves can swim up to 8 miles. The African red wolf is the rarest in the world. It is also the most endangered. They have 42 teeth. Wolves were some of the first animals on the United States Endangered Species Act list in 1973. Wolves can run up to 38 miles per hour. Of course, these are fast facts. Wolves are found mainly in the United States northern region, Alaska, Canada, and Russia. Baby wolves are called pups. Heads up, reader's page, deep sea fishing adventures. One of my favorite campouts was when my troop stayed at Hammonasset Beach State Park and went deep sea fishing in Long Island Sound. We started the trip that morning on the boat where we had orientation. After they gave us our bait and rods and told us to choose a spot on the boat, we were all very excited and wanted to start fishing immediately. However, we had to wait for the captain to use his fish finder to find a good location. When we arrived, he stopped the boat and honked the horn. This meant that we could start fishing. We fished in many places and caught all types of fish. We caught porgy, blackfish, and two sharks, but most scouts caught porgy. Some people even caught two fish at the same time. After catching a fish, we had to measure it to see if it was legal to keep. If it was legal, then we put it in our bag to clean water. We all had to do this for the fishing merit badge. When we got back to camp, anyone who wanted to complete the merit badge had to also cook their fish. After we made sure the fish was cooked, we got to eat it if we wanted to. It was pretty good. That's from Victor G. in Danbury, Connecticut. Has anything exciting happened to you lately? If you have an adventure and are under 18, write about it and send it to Reader's Page Scout Life at S306 P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas 7505-2079, or via the e-form at scoutlife.org. You will receive this official contributor patch if we print your submission. Ask us anything. Heads up. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. I play soccer. It's my dream to become a professional one day. But some of my friends tell me I'm not good enough. What should I do? Steve. Nice. I had the same dream. While I didn't quite make the pros, I never regretted giving it my all. My best advice is to ask someone much more qualified than your friends, such as your coach. He or she should be able to give you an honest appraisal of your prospects and what skills you can work on to improve your game, which will make it more fun no matter what level you ultimately reach. Jenny, almost every professional soccer player has one thing in common. They believed in themselves and their ability to go pro one day. Don't let the naysayers distract you from your dream. It may be lofty, but it's not impossible. And even if you end up being a NASA, NASA engineer, or best-selling author instead of going pro on the pitch, it will be those supportive friends and family who push you to be the best you can be. Send your questions to Ask Us Anything, S306 P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas 7505-2079, or through an e-form at scoutlife.org. Your name will be kept confidential. Champion on Ice, Sport Live Headliners. Eagle Scout wins internationally. Talia Bozanic, age 19, hometown Deerfield, Illinois. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 4112, Fountain Valley, California. Venturing Pathfinder, Crew 774, Laguna Niguel, California. Talia made headlines as a member of the United States figure skating team that won the 2023 French Cup in synchronized ice skating. The scoop. Talia represented the United States as part of Team USA and as a member of Team's elite senior based in Northbrook, Illinois. She won gold at the 2022 United States Synchronized Skating Championship and fourth place in 2023. Talia is also a member of the 2020 inaugural class of female Eagle Scouts. Champion of Literacy, Eagle Scout wins grant. Chase Hartman, age 17, hometown, Tampa, Florida. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 46, Tampa. Chase made headlines for winning a 2022 Be More Fund $10,000 grant from the National Society of High School Scholars. The scoop. NCHSS honors 10 students who show outstanding dedication to world betterment. Chase co-founded the nonprofit Echo Brothers, Incorporated, which helped the environment and homeless animals and promotes literacy. Among many other honors, Chase is also a Carson Scholar, Florida Prudential Spirit of the Community honoree, Tampa Bay Lightning Hockey Team Community Hero of Tomorrow, and President Environmental Youth Award recipient. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. go.scoutlife.org/headliners. Ellie Sybe Wales and Rebecca Wright, ages Well, Ellie is 21 and Rebecca is 20. The hometown, Omaha, Nebraska. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 1885, Omaha. They made headlines for being recognized by the 2022 Omaha World Herald Inspire Awards, which celebrate female leadership in the Omaha area. Ellie and Rebecca were Inspire Scholarship finalists for their exceptional contributions to community and classroom. They also are members of the 2020 inaugural class of female Eagle Scouts. James Haley, age 16, hometown, Bethany Beach, Delaware. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 281, Ocean View, Delaware. And James made headlines as the 2022 Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control High School Young Environmentalist of the Year. James' Eagle Scout project involved GPS mapping of aquatic vegetation in the inland bays, which will help restore seagrass habitat. And finally, Jerry Hill, age 18, hometown, Bethel, Connecticut. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 71, Bethel. Jerry made headlines as the 2023 Wrestling Class M State Champion at the 120 pounds. Jerry has more than 100 career wins and is a team captain. He also was the 2022 Southwest Conference champ and 2023 Southwest Conference runner-up, a National High School Coaches Association Academic All-American Honorable Mention, two-time Academic All-State, and two-time Academic All-Conference. Great job, Jerry. Next on pages 10 through 13, we have Going Big in the Berkshires. From whitewater rafting to museum tours, this troop made the most of its nine-day trip. We have all type of pictures to share. Cameron Miley marveled at the antique mitts on display at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. The game's early days looked vastly different from today's sport. No batting helmets, very few home runs, handful of dreams, and the gloves? They were like a piece of leather and you put it on your hand, the 16-year-old live scout says. How basic everything was. I don't understand how they played like that. The visit to Cooperstown, New York, capped off an exciting nine-day trip for Troop 701 of Strongsville, Ohio. For most of their journey, the scouts explored the Berkshires, a scenic feature, culture, history, and a whole lot of adventure. And we're here on the top of page 11. We have Caleb Sepsi on the left and Jacob Yee navigate a high ropes course. And then bottom left on page 11, the troop visits the 93-foot-tall Veterans War Memorial Tower atop Mount Greylock, the tallest point in Massachusetts. Continuing with the article, it's all in the details. Each year, Troop 701 usually goes to summer camp and plans a week of high adventure. Sometimes the scouts head to one of the BSA's high adventure bases like Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico or Sea Base in Florida. Last summer, they decided to create their own adventure. But where would they go? Past troop-led adventures had taken them to Maine, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. This time, the scouts had their sights set on the Berkshires. Compared with the other options, it had the biggest versatility of what we could do, says Life Scout Jet Razik, 17. This region, known for charming towns and cultural attractions set among rolling green mountains, also offers plenty of outdoor excitement, like zip lines. The guys studied the attractions and penciled out what they wanted to do. Each day would feature something different. When you're planning an itinerary, you have to think about everything: travel costs, menus, admission fees, and activity prices. The troop raised money by selling popcorn and rubber ducks for the local Rotary Club's charity duck race. To stay thrifty, they booked stays at campgrounds instead of lodges or inns. The journey begins. The first stop was New York's Letchworth State Park, home to three major waterfalls, some as tall as 600 feet. They trekked about 6 miles, admiring the falls and the wildlife, which included hawks and deer. The next day, it was on to the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. Contemporary art refers to newer art produced in the latter half of the 20th century or in the 21st century. These works might not fit within any artistic movement like Impressionism or Cubism. Artists are shaping their own styles, sometimes challenging their audiences to consider the art's message. What do large mangled balls of metal suspended in air say to you? There was odd stuff that you wouldn't normally see, says Life Scout Tommy Uhler, age 16. On the third day, the scouts went to Ramble Wild, an adventure park with a high ropes course and a zip line between trees. It was a nice physical challenge, says Ty Worsencroft, 16, a Life Scout. I never done a high ropes course. High points. After Ramble Wild, the scouts returned to the trails. First, they went on a scenic 5 mile hike along the Hoosac River Trail before tackling Mount Greylock in the next day. At 3,491 feet, the mountain stands as the highest point in Massachusetts. It's a 3 mile climb to the top, but the views are worth it. You can see for miles. You could see Vermont from one spot, Jet says. It was a literal high point in the trip, but the next stop proved to be the favorite for almost everybody. And here on the top of page 12, we have Jacob Yee and Charlie Parsons sit in the front of a whitewater raft as scouts navigate the rapids. And then the bottom of page 12, Charlie Parsons and Aaron Jackson check out an exhibit at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art called Ceramics in the Extended Field. At Berkshire East Mountain Resort, the guys spent a day riding zip lines, some more than 2,500 feet long and 200 feet in the air. For some, these activities were new and a little intimidating. That's when you remind yourself that a scout is brave. If you're nervous about trying something, go and do it, says Eagle Scout Caleb Sepsi, 15. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything. That's the attitude the scouts took the next day on the Deerfield River as they went whitewater rafting. It was a big highlight for me, says Eagle Scout Charles Miller, 17. The river we were on had rapid after rapid after rapid. It was exhilarating. An adventure to remember. The scouts had plenty of chances to skip activities if they were nervous about doing them. After all, the trip schedule was filled with so much to do. But Eagle Scout Jacob Yee, 17, remembered the regret he felt after opting out of some activities during a trek a few years ago. This trip offered experiences he'd never tackled before, but he wanted to give them a try. You have to challenge yourself. Push yourself, Jacob says. If I didn't push myself, I'd be disappointed. I can accomplish these things. I push myself to do my best. So we have the pictures here on middle of page 13 to the left. The scouts stand in front of one of the waterfalls at the Letchworth State Park. And then at the bottom of page 13, the scouts enjoy some downtime playing volleyball. And the top of page 13, no Tommy Uhler, Ty Worsencroft, and Caleb Sepsi stand next to an exhibit showcase showcasing items from the mid-1800s at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. Know before you go. When you're planning a trip, keep the drive time in mind. Drivers need frequent breaks to stay alert. They cannot drive for hours upon hours. If possible, book public transportation like buses, trains, or commercial airlines. As your unit travels together, treat drivers respectfully and try not to distract them. Youth drivers are not allowed. Direct your adult leaders to more transportation guidelines in the Guide to Safe Scouting. The horned lizard, not a frog, toad, or cactus. What's that strange-looking creature? A little armored tank? A walking cactus? No, it's a horned lizard, one of the most unusual reptiles in the United States. Not frogs or toads. Horned lizards get their name from the horns on their heads and spikes along their bodies, which give them a tough, intimidating appearance. While they're called horned toads or horned frogs because of their shape and size, they are lizards, not amphibians. Their flat, wide bodies are unlike those of other lizards, which typically are long, narrow, and built for speed. There are 17 species of horned lizards, ranging from southern Canada to Mexico. 9 are in the United States, all west of the Mississippi River, although a few small, isolated populations have been introduced in the southeast. They generally live in hot, dry habitats like deserts and plains, but some are also in open woodlands. What's on the menu? Ants. Horned lizards are active mostly during the day, but they are ambush predators, and their camouflage helps them blend in among rocks, sand, or other background elements. So they sit motionless and wait for prey to walk by and then capture them with their sticky tongues. They eat mostly ants, with some species eating 100 or more per day, since ants don't provide a lot of calories. Horned lizards have large stomachs to accommodate eating so much, resulting in their wide body shape. Harvester ants are favored prey for many horned lizards, but they must be captured carefully. The lizards aim their tongues for the ant's midsection so they aren't stung or bitten. Spiders, pill bugs, beetles, grasshoppers, and other arthropods are also on the menu. Here at the top of page 15, round-tailed horned lizard. Bottom of page 15, Texas horned lizard. Secret defense weapon. Horned lizards are not very fast, so they rely on their excellent camouflage and staying still to avoid detection. They also can flatten themselves against the ground, so flat that they barely cast a shadow. Their horns and spikes provide some protection from predators such as snakes, roadrunners, coyotes, ravens, and hawks. Horned lizards can also puff themselves up with air to make themselves look bigger and more menacing, which also makes them harder to swallow if caught. When in danger, 8 species of horned lizards also have another trick. They can squirt blood from the corner of their eyes as a last defense. Whoa! This bizarre technique is mainly used against mammals such as dogs, foxes, and coyotes. They can accurately aim from several feet away at a predator's eyes or mouth. Formic acid in the horned lizard's blood from eating all those ants apparently tastes really bad to these predators. Who will give up the chase? We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.